Let's see, we're going to talk about the election coming up. And we are live streaming, correct? All right, which is good. Who's running a computer? For the birth? Okay, Spencer, all right. Because I just say that because I was hoping someone would, because every week I'm up here preaching to the nursing homes and I'm used to turning around and going to the board. I think I do that because I can read that better than the small letters in the Bible, but still. Okay, let's go to Psalm 33:12. Let's just start right there. Psalm 33:12. We'll read that verse and then we'll go to prayer. 33:12. Now let me say, I'm not going to try to offend anybody today. The election's coming up and we have choices to make. But we're going to be honest and we're going to take a look at some things and I'm glad we're live streaming because I know how the majority of the people in here are going to vote according to God's word. I know that. But again, I'm not up here giving you my opinions. Behind the pulpit's no place for that. But we're going to be honest here today, and we're going to take a look at abortion. We're going to take a look at sodomy. We're going to take a look at where the candidates stand on that, because in a week from Tuesday, we're going to vote on the direction of this country. Psalms 33:12, and it says right here, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Isn't that what we want come this election time? Don't we want this nation of ours to be blessed by God? Yeah, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, just to open your word and have you speak to our hearts, Father. Father, we do pray for this country of ours and the direction it's headed. And we need your blessings, Father. We need your healing upon our land. Father, give us wisdom when it comes to casting our vote. Help us vote in a way that's pleasing to you. Help us vote according to your word, Father. I just ask that you have your will and way during this service. Speak to people's hearts through your word, Father, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We need God in our nation. You know, I was at the Eureka Township meeting here a couple weeks ago, and we stood up and we said the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, that's something that's rare anymore. Back when I was in school, every morning we started the day out with a Pledge of Allegiance. And I thought about that this morning, so I wrote it down, and just real briefly I'm going to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance here. It says, "I pledge allegiance," and that is, "I promise my loyalty." That's what that's saying. "To the flag of the United States of America," and that is to the flag symbolizing the USA in all of its 50 states. "And to the republic for which it stands," and that is a country where the people have the right to choose their representatives to form the government. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. We don't say this anymore. Our young people don't say it anymore. One nation, that's a united nation. That's the nation that we want blessed by God right there. "Under God," that is having faith in God, living our lives in the fear of God under his direction. That is lost these days. As a nation, that is lost. "Indivisible," a country that cannot be divided. We are divided. We are divided. "With liberty," that's personal freedom. "And justice," that's fair treatment from the law for all, for each and every citizen. I want to emphasize that word citizen because our elections are getting to the point where people who are not, they're not getting to the point, they are to the point, where our elections are not about all about the citizens of this country. It's about people who are not citizens casting their vote who will lead this country. And that shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't be able to go to Haiti and cast my vote. Someone outside this country that's not a citizen should not be a part of our elections. Should not be a part of our elections. You know, A couple times now I've been preaching to the nursing homes on how their vote matters. You know, a lot of times we look at elderly people and we seem to cast them off to the side because we don't think they have any value or worth anymore. And I try to tell them their vote is very important. Their vote You know, one thing they can still do that has extreme importance is vote. Is they can vote. And so a couple times I've preached on that. But today I want to take a look. I rewrote this and put some more facts and figures when it comes to abortion and sodomy. And Brother Steve talked about the unborn here this morning. That was pretty fitting and appropriate because that's what I want to talk about here today. You know, one of these times when I was looking up facts and figures, pictures popped up of aborted babies. It's not a pleasant, I wasn't looking for it, but it's not a pleasant sight, but it's reality. It's where we're at. You know, why is our country in the condition it is today? It's because of past elections. It's because of past elections. It didn't just happen. People voted it this way through ignorance. Ignorance of God's word, that is. November 3rd, we will elect a president that will lead our country for the next 4 years. Now, I know, like I said a minute ago, I know how the majority of you in here, if not all of you, are going to vote. But I'm thankful we're live streaming. Because I don't know how they're going to vote, nor do I need to know. I'm not out to find out. I just want to take a look at God's word today and see how we should vote. The elections of the past have brought us to where we're at today. Our nation for many years has been moving further and further away from the biblical principles upon which it was founded. When I was doing this for the nursing home, I had a list of quotes, and I don't have them today with me. I didn't have time for that. I don't have time to read those. But our nation was founded on biblical principles. Where are those biblical principles in our nation today? You know, the recently we had the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention, and I don't want to start talking about Republican and Democrat per se, but this is a fact, so I've got no problem saying it. During the Democratic National Convention, which lasted 4 days, not one time was God mentioned in that 4 days. Now, you're talking about a political party that wants to rule this country, and we're looking at God's word. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and not one time do they acknowledge him. Republican Party acknowledged God several times. Let me also say, I wish they'd do away with Democratic and Republican parties. I'm not in favor of those. I'm in favor of the candidate. You know, one of these times, wouldn't it be refreshing during the election time if the candidates got up there, ignored the other candidate, and just told us what his administration is going to do for this country of ours? Right now, it's nothing but finger pointing. Just tell me what you're going to do. Tell me how you're going to get us back to this point. Tell me that. Wouldn't it be nice if we had a candidate that stood up and said, I want to take America back to God? Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if we had a candidate that said that? It would. Oh, let's see here. What's at stake is in our nation is the advancement of the agenda of those who have made the murder of innocent unborn children legal and socially acceptable. Legal and socially acceptable. We're going to take a hard look at that here today. You know, I found a website, and I'll get there in a minute. And I'll tell you the name of it because I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But it was a website that keeps track of abortions by the moment, by the second. The numbers kept changing constantly. It was an amazing website. And like I said, I'll give you the name of it when I get there. But let's go to Psalms 139. Psalms 139, starting in verse 13. Now, we're talking about abortion here. That's the number one thing. When I look at a candidate, that's the number one. That's number one on the list. 139, starting in verse 13 down through 16. We got to realize who's being murdered here. We got to realize who's 139, 13. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. And verse 16 says, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. The Lord made each one of us. He has created and made each one of them unborn children that never had a chance to be physically born, that were murdered. And if you've seen those pictures I saw this morning, and maybe you have sometimes past, but it's murder. It's murder. It's murder. Well, let's go to Exodus 20:13. Okay, so we want our nation to be blessed by God. If we want our nation to be blessed by God, we better do what God says. Or otherwise, how's he going to bless that? Okay, so we have two candidates running for president that want to lead our country. And right here in Exodus 13, it says, thou shalt not kill. So where do you stand, Mr. Candidate? God says, thou shalt not kill. Now, where do you stand? Where do you stand? Where do you stand? Well, let's find out. You know, right now, if you were to go out and kill somebody, you're going to go to prison. You're going to go to prison for murder. In 2019, there were 10,335 murder offenders in the United States who were male, which is more than seven times the number of female murder offenders in the same year. That's from the Statista Research Department. So in 2019, last year, there was 10,335 murders in the United States, and that was just from men committing murder. Where are they at now? They are in prison. Oh, they're in prison, and I didn't look and see, but I'm sure some of them are on death row for the next 400 years before they ever get around to executing them. Why do I say that? Why am I telling you this? Because they murdered somebody, and they're going to prison. Now, when we look at abortion, which is murder of that little child, that little baby, people get an abortion, the doctor and the lady that had the abortion, they're on their way after it's over. It's not even a crime. Why is it that we vote for people to lead this country and they have no issue with killing these unborn babies? That's the number one thing on my list. I don't know what you vote for. I mean, if we're voting because, hey, this candidate right here is going to save me some money, then we're looking at it all wrong. We want our nation to be blessed by God. That's how we should be voting. That's how we should be voting. Abortion. 30% of American women will have an abortion by age 45. 30%. You take 10 and that's three of them. According to the CDC, there were... Okay, these numbers are staggering here, really. According to the CDC, there were 45,789,558 abortions performed in the USA between 1970 and 2015. Almost 46 million murders, and not one person held accountable by man. They will be by God, but not by man. I say all this again because I'm going to keep saying it. We have two candidates. Where do they stand on this? We want our nation to be blessed by God. Now, that website I was telling you about is usabortionclock.org. And it was an amazing thing because as I was looking, I called that up, and as I was looking at those numbers, they kept changing. They just kept going. It even had a box on there that said how many abortions have been performed since you called up the website. The time I got off there, it was over 500. I wanted to hurry and shut it down because the numbers kept going like I was going to change it or something by shutting it down, but it was staggering. And that was at 7:57 a.m. this morning I was on there. So these numbers are as of 7:57 this morning. So from midnight till almost 8 o'clock there this morning, there has been 783.6 so far. 783.6 from midnight to 8 o'clock. We're talking about in the United States, not the world here. And I didn't go as far as the world numbers because we have an election coming up for this United States. Since Roe versus Wade, there's been 62,332,880 in the United States. There's been that many murders. And not one person held responsible from man. Okay, Planned Parenthood. There's an organization that ought to be done away with. But this is from Planned Parenthood since 1970. There's been 8,939,493 by Planned Parenthood this year. And which candidate supports Planned Parenthood? That's what you got to ask yourself. By Planned Parenthood this year, there's been 292,209. In the United States this year, there's been 704,301 black babies. Since 1973 in the USA, 18,699,866, and that leads me to Black Lives Matters. And the only thing I want to say about that is hypocrisy. Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter? I just said, since 1973, almost 19 million unborn black babies were murdered. Black Lives Matter? It doesn't matter to those 19 million. Worldwide, since 1980, listen to this. Worldwide, since 1980, 1 billion, that's B, that's with a B, billion, 1,592,670,260 murders. Now, where does the candidate stand on abortion? It's no fun talking about this, people. I get no joy out of it. But I'm saying, a week from Tuesday, we're going to be voting who's going to lead this country. Who is going to take this country back to God? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That's what we want. That's how we have to vote. Worldwide this year, 33,061,903. Worldwide today, as of 7:57 a.m., so far today, in the first 8 hours, there's been 36,920. That's amazing. Since I called up that website at 7:57, since I called it up, and I was only on there a few minutes, 856. So where do the candidates stand on abortion? Let's take a look. Let's take a look where they stand. Okay. This is lifenews.com. It says Planned Parenthood. Now, we're only talking about Planned Parenthood in this article. Kills 947 babies. I'm quoting this, so this is their words. Planned Parenthood kills 947 babies in abortions every day. 39 babies every single hour. Now, we have a candidate who supports Planned Parenthood. Are you going to vote for him? Let's see. Let me pick off a few things I want to read here about that. According to this giant of the abortion industry, they committed 345,672 abortions in 1 year's time. That means 28,806 babies were killed each month, 947 denied life every day, and 39 hearts were stilled by abortion every hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, I just can't imagine voting for somebody who is backed by Planned Parenthood. I cannot fathom that. Having a president of the United States who is for Planned Parenthood, we're never going to be blessed by God. We're never going to be blessed by God. Defenders of Planned Parenthood respond that the organization does many good things besides abortion. Really? Really? However, their own annual report, this is from Planned Parenthood report, their own annual report indicates non-abortion services have dramatically declined over the last decade. Cancer, I guess they used to do cancer screening. It says cancer screening and preventative services have dropped by 69%. They're in the business of killing babies. They're in the business of killing babies. Okay, listen to this. Even though non-abortion services have tanked, taxpayer funding has hit a record high of $616.8 million. Nearly $1.7 million per day goes to Planned Parenthood by our taxes we pay. Isn't that staggering? $1.7 million a day we funnel to Planned Parenthood? I don't want to be a part of that. Planned Parenthood's immediate past president admitted that their core mission is abortion. President Trump has effectively used the power of his administration to implement the Protect Life rule, which denied Planned Parenthood $60 million tax dollars under Title X, the evidence overwhelmingly shows it's time for congressional leaders to follow his example and end all tax funding of Planned Parenthood to significantly curtail its malignant reach. Imagine the lives that could be saved without them. Amen to that. Amen to that. So, President Trump, according to this article here, and it comes from lifenews.com, he wants to shut down tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. He wants to shut those down. That's one candidate. But I want to take a look here at the other candidate. The other candidate. So you have President Trump on one hand, and you have the ex-vice president, Joe Biden, on the other. We want our nation to be blessed by God, and murder is not going to, God's not going to bless that mess. So we have a president who wants to stop abortion, and we have a guy running for president, Joe Biden. Says here, in a statement praising the Supreme Court for striking down, this is about Joe Biden, striking down a Louisiana law requiring doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at a local hospital, 2020 Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden announced his support for abortion under any circumstances, staking out an extreme position on the issue. Staking out an extreme position. Joe Biden says kill him. I told you I'm not out to offend anybody. I'm just being honest. I'm reading these articles. This is Joe Biden saying that. Joe Biden said under any circumstances. So it's not my opinion. It's what he said. The statement also suggests that Biden now believes in an unrestricted right to abortion up until the moment of birth, an extreme position slowly becoming the norm among abortion activists. Again, I'm going to say this. We're in the position we're in, condition we're in this country because of past elections. Past elections. And I hope there's a lot of people tuning in by way of live streaming today. It's not about our pocketbook. It's not about what benefits me. It's about what brings our nation back to God. It's where we started. We want our nation to be blessed by God. Joe Biden says this, I can't justify leaving millions of women without the health care they need. And that's double talk right there, because killing innocent babies has nothing to do with health care. It has nothing to do with health care, but he's trying to link that together to soften the blow. Joe Biden supports the right of unlimited abortion funded by the taxpayers up until the moment of birth. He supports that. That's terrible. I ain't even got the scripture yet. I've got scripture to give. You know, all the murderers out there, and they are, when you take the life of that unborn child, you are a murderer. Well, Revelation 21:8. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I don't want that for Joe Biden. I don't want that for the Democratic Party. And I don't want that for anybody. Like the pastor keeps telling us, his prayer is for these people to get saved. Well, I agree with that. God can forgive. He can forgive. But the bottom line is, we're all going to have to give an account of ourselves, and that includes how we vote. That includes that. Let's go to Romans chapter 14. That's the thing. You know, you go to the voting booth, they got these walls up. You can't see, you know, everything's private, it's secret. No, my friend, God sees it. God knows exactly how you vote and who you're voting for and the reasons you're voting for him. Romans 14:11-12. It says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Every one of us shall. Joe Biden, if he does not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior before he physically dies, he's going to have to give an account of himself to God for things done in his life up to this point. And so are we. I mean, if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to give an account of ourselves after we've been saved. Okay. It's 1:45. We better get on. Enough with the abortion. At stake in the not only abortion, but also at stake is the advancement of sodomy to the point of being fully accepted, not only in our society, but in some churches as well across our land. Let's go to Leviticus 20:13. So what does God say about it? Let's go look. 20:13. Leviticus 20:13 says, if a man also lie with mankind, and that's what we're talking about here, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination that is severe hatred by God. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Let's go to Leviticus 18, or back up to Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. God has a severe hatred for that. But do we think about that when we go to the polls? We should. We should. And we also need to know where the candidates stand on that. Right? You guys know me, and I am no way, shape, or form ever having a desire to be politically correct. I want to be biblically correct. I don't worry too much about offending people as long as they stick to the Word of God. And I know these two subjects right here offend a lot of people. At stake is the future of our children and grandchildren. It's the same thing I tried to tell Eureka Township, and other men and women tried to tell Eureka Township a couple weeks ago. You know, they keep adding liquor licenses to everybody and their brother that wants one here in Eureka Township in the city of Greenville. And all we're doing is putting more stumbling stones in the way of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Well, it's no different with the elections. If we elect a president who's in favor of murdering unborn children and who supports the sodomy issue, aren't we just putting more stumbling stones in the way of the future generations? I would think so. Do we think of that, or are we just thinking of ourselves and today? Because I heard some people at that township meeting thinking of themselves and today. Well, this and what myself and today is not what life is all about. Sodomy. According to Brad Sylvester, he's a fact check reporter, Biden's position on LGBTQ issues have evolved over his political career. In 1996, he voted for the Defense of Marriage Act, a law that blocked federal recognition of same-sex marriage. Very good, Joe Biden. Oh, wait a minute, though. Though he has since become an outspoken proponent of LGBTQ rights. Really? In 2012, he became the highest-ranking Democrat to initially endorse same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage. Let's go to Genesis 1:27. Well, at least we know where Joe Biden stands on it now, right? Because there's an election coming up a week from Tuesday. That is not going to get a nation blessed by God. That will not do it. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God's not confused on what he created. God's never will be confused on what he created. He knows what he created. It's mankind that wants to be confused. I say wants to be because it's their choice. Nobody's born that way. God created a male, and God created them female. Let's go to, we're right here in Genesis 2:24. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. It doesn't say cleave unto his husband. It doesn't say she ought to cleave unto her wife. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. Cleave unto his wife. Marriage in the sight of God is one man and one woman. One man and one woman for life. You know, we're going to have to, it's 10-2, but you know, a problem with our country. Well, let's go to Isaiah 5, verse 20 through 24. Isaiah 5, starting in verse 20. Isaiah 5, 20 says, woe, there's a woe right from the beginning. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Right there, and we'll get down through the rest of the verses here in a second, but right there is the problem in our country. Woe unto them that call evil good. All this murder and the sodomy issues, it seems like half of this country call that good thing. They call it a good thing. And good evil. That's the problem. That put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They have it all backwards. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. That's fine. Yeah. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts. We're never going to be blessed. This nation is not going to be blessed if that continues. Well, you know, Pastor and I were talking about 2 Chronicles 7:14 yesterday. It's so clear through the Word of God what it takes to heal this land of ours. Okay, we got time. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'll just read that real quick for the benefit of the visitors and those by way of internet or live streaming. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people, So we're talking about God's people here, which are called by my name. We're talking about the born-again believers. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's what we need, our land healed by God. We need our land blessed by God. So when you go to the polls this a week from Tuesday or whenever it is you're going, I want you to keep in mind who you're voting for, what they stand for, because that's the direction this country is going to go. The two main issues for me, and I don't know what your main issues are, the two main issues for me are abortion and sodomy, abominations to the Lord. We vote that way, we're not going to be blessed by God. Our nation will not be blessed by God anymore. It used to be blessed beyond measure by God. I want to get it back there. I want to get it back there, and I want to vote for the candidate, whether it be Republican or Democrat. I want to vote for the candidate who will lead this country back to God and rule this country according to the Word of God, the one that will best do that. There's not a perfect candidate. We're not going to find one. But out of the two we have to choose from, which one's going to get us there? Which one's going to point us in that direction? Which one's going to help this country by acknowledging God? Which one is that? Is that the one we're going to vote for, or are we going to vote for one that will benefit us personally? You know, it's, like I said, it's not about us. It's about this country. It's about the future generations. We're in this mess because of past elections. Well, this election, let's do something about that. Let's do our part to turn this country back to God. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for this day and just this opportunity to open your word, Father. Father, we desperately need you to heal our land. Father, I pray that this land will be blessed by you. We also know, Father, according to your word, that you cannot bless murder. You cannot bless sodomy. You cannot bless evil. Father, give us wisdom this year when we go to vote in about another 9 days. Father, just help us to vote according to thy word. Father, we just thank you that you have blessed us to allow us to be in this country here. Father, we thank you that for the freedoms that we have to even be able to go and vote. Help us to realize that nothing's done in secret, that we will have to answer for it, Father. Father, I just pray that the next president will take us closer to you. I just ask, Father, also that you be with our missionaries today. Father, that you bless them wherever they're at, that you meet their needs as only you can, Father. Place a hedge of protection about each one and give them words to say throughout this day that will draw souls to yourself. And we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.